AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. California is getting slammed with more severe weather. This mostly is rain, and a lot of it. Governor Gavin Newsom declared emergencies in 21 counties. In Soquel, California, trees have been falling around Nick Malenta's house.
You can hear all night long because the water's so saturated, right? And the cottonwoods especially are so weak. You can just hear them tumbling.
At high elevations in California, the storm is predicted to dump heavy snow, as much as 8 feet over several days. Employers kept hiring last month. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
They added 311,000 jobs in February after a stunning 500,000 in January. The 2 months show hiring has surged this year after easing late last year.
That's bad news from the Federal Reserve's perspective.
PNC Financial Services Group's Gus Fauché says the Fed remains under pressure to keep aggressively boosting interest rates to slow the economy and job growth, since a strong jobs market typically leads to businesses raising pay and then prices, fueling inflation. While President Biden's hailing the jobs report.
It means our economic plan is working.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell told Congress this week the central bank would likely ratchet up rate hikes this month if signs kept pointing to a robust economy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Power is back on for most homes in Kyiv as Ukraine responded swiftly and defiantly to the latest Russian missile and drone barrage targeting critical infrastructure. A vehicle crashed inside a terminal and went on the tarmac at the Wilmington International Airport in North Carolina. No one was injured. The driver was arrested. The FDIC seized the assets of Silicon Valley Bank after a run on the bank, the largest failure of a financial institution since Washington Mutual during the height of the financial crisis more than a decade ago. This is AP News. Everything Everywhere All at Once leads the nominations with 11 at the Academy Awards. The AP's Margie Zaralletta has a preview.
The producers of the Oscars are promising a moment to start Sunday's show, but they won't say anything more. Executive producer Molly McNerney, who is married to Oscars host Jimmy Kimmel, says the show will acknowledge Will Smith smacking Chris Rock last year and then move on. She says they don't want to make this year about last year. Nominee Jamie Lee Curtis says she's living in the moment.
I'm riding the wave. I'm having a good time. I'm feeling very much in my body and in my mind, and that's important to me.
The Oscars will air live on ABC. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
A 60-year tradition is going away at the Oscars, the red carpet. Workers unspooled a champagne-colored carpet. Host Jimmy Kimmel says he thinks the decision to go with a champagne carpet over a red carpet shows how confident they are no blood will be shed. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.